Darren, your take at the end of the game. Give me your reflection on what happened.
The thing about me is I'd probably always be honest about games of football. I really don't think you can win a game of football when you only compete for 45 minutes. The first 45 minutes was a non-event for us. We didn't show up. We were second best. We didn't win first ball. We didn't win second ball. And we didn't really create anything. Conor Tourish maybe has a wee chance near the end of the first half from a set piece. But outside that, you know, Athlone went in 1-0 up and fully deserving to go in 1-0 up. And maybe, unfortunately for them, didn't go in 2 or 3-0 up. To be fair, yeah, we have a conversation. There's no ranting and raving. It's an honest conversation at half time. And you just ask for a wee bit more. And you got that wee bit more. And you create a few chances in the second half yourself. But if we had took anything from Athlone here tonight, it would certainly have been the old smash and grab. There's no doubt about that, you know, because for too long in the game we were second best.
Yeah, I was going to say, you had probably the best chance of the second half in the low shot from success that was saved by Enda Minogue in the Athlone goal. You wouldn't say there was an awful lot of clear-cut opportunities, maybe Noah's header, for example, that maybe might have tested the keeper. What do you put that down to? My untrained eye was saying you were doing okay down the flanks, maybe not through the middle so much. What was your take?
My take on it was, you got to give Athlone a lot of credit. They defended very well. I mean, the goalkeeper was called upon to make the saves. He made the saves. As you say, outside them opportunities that you've mentioned, he didn't really create anything clear-cut. That's disappointing on our part. But I try and look at a lot of the positives, you know, and the positives for me are, look, we're still sitting second in the league table. It's been a fantastic start from us. We have lost 2 games out of 10, so it's not all what it seems to be. Again, I spoke about it's the players that have raised the expectations. Nobody else, you know. After the previous 2 seasons that have been extremely difficult, I'm sure there's a lot of people thought, you know, we'd be going through another tough season, but that hasn't been the case so far. The big thing for the players now is how they react to tonight's performance. You know, all the people out there that maybe did question them at the start of the year, all of a sudden you'll maybe start seeing them surface from under the rock, as I say. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how the players go to Cove next week and respond. And again, will be a hugely, hugely difficult game. The thing about the first division this year is that it's hugely competitive. There's a hair's breadth between all 10 teams, and that's just the way it is. And I think it'll be like that right through to the end of the season.
This is the start of a run of 3 big away games. You have Cove next up, but obviously Cork down the tracks after that. How important is it to kind of have a little bit of momentum going into that, or is every game an independent event?
I just think every game's an independent event. I don't think momentum means a great deal in the First Division. And the reason I say that is because you just have to look at the results in the First Division. Mm. You know, every week there's ups and downs for all teams across the division. Last year we had the runaway trains in Galway and Waterford. We don't have that this year. We have a very competitive league, and every team in the league has the capabilities of taking points off each other, and that's been proven this season already. You know, we have took points off teams who probably are surprised. We have lost points to teams who maybe we thought we should have got something from games. You look at last week, home to UCD, they go down to 10 men, we're 1-0 up, and they grab a late equaliser, and a deserving one at that. So that's football. There's fine lines between all the games, and it's about taking your opportunities when they come along. And even though we didn't create that many clear-cut goal-scoring opportunities this evening, we created enough. And if you don't take them and you only compete for 45 minutes, more times than not in football, you end up with nothing, and that's what we have ended up with.